Mikhail Saakashvili, considered by many to be Georgia's most maverick and divisive politician, is being held at Rustavi prison. He calls himself a political prisoner and has been on hunger strike since being detained 2 weeks ago. His lawyers say his health is deteriorating.
He has problems with movement. He's moving a little bit slower. And this situation is worsening every day.
Earlier this month, Saakashvili reappeared in Georgia after 8 years in exile, calling on Georgians to take to the streets and reject the current government. He's alleged to have taken a ferry from Ukraine, hidden inside a truck carrying dairy products. Eventually, he was arrested for convictions in absentia of abuses of power in office. The government says Saakashvili's hunger strike is political theatre ahead of second-round mayoral elections at the end of the month.
The circus and show that we've seen going on these last few days of course serves only one purpose. It's the task of prisoner Saakashvili to raise the temperature in some way. His party knows that in the second round of elections they'll lose everywhere, so they try to show the public that prisoner Saakashvili is seriously ill.
Saakashvili still enjoys the support of a significant minority of Georgians. They remember him as a reformer, and they fear those reforms are being undone by the present government and its ties to the country's richest oligarch.
Mikhail Saakashvili says he's prepared to die for his countrymen, but he's made a gamble that his countrymen want to see him freed rather than remain behind bars in prison.
Some analysts think Saakashvili's return was ill-timed.
Everybody knows he's power hungry, and I think that's also scared some voters actually to support him. And so far what we've seen, he doesn't have that much support to either to initiate new some sort of upright or some sort of revolution here, or and also importantly he doesn't have so much international support like he used to have.
Georgia's Western allies worry that Saakashvili's arrest is politically motivated, but they also warned him about returning home and destabilizing an already divided electorate. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera, Rustavi.